So this is, if you like, the second stage of our compassion practice, building on what we've done before, which was basically just developing that sense for ourselves as being the same as all other human beings. So again, we will do this for 30 minutes. Beginning by settling once again into our postures. Giving ourselves the opportunity to experience our bodies sitting or lying here. Slowly allowing ourselves to experience the sensations of being here. And allowing ourselves to relax, release tension, come to rest as best we can. And making contact also with the breath. Allowing ourselves to come to rest in full awareness of our breathing and of our bodily sensations. then as best we can, allowing our minds to come to rest with our bodies, with the breath. Noticing whatever thoughts are there, whatever processes in the mind are taking place. Allowing the mind to rest as best we can. We're just giving ourselves a few minutes to settle. And in particular, not worrying about any distractions that may arise. If we notice our mind has wandered off following a thought or being intrigued by a sound from outside, that's absolutely fine. All we do is just gently let go of the distraction once we realize that our mind has gone elsewhere. Whenever you're feeling ready, very slowly and gently allowing an image to come into your mind of someone or something that to you right now epitomizes compassion. Doesn't matter who or what the image is, as long as it epitomizes compassion to you, that's all that is necessary. And so what we do is just simply allowing an image to develop at its own speed in the mind. The image can be of somebody or something in front of you, or behind, or above. Again, just allowing things to develop naturally, without any sense of forcing or of deliberation. So when and if an image has developed in your mind, in other words, you're visualizing a compassionate being, the next step is to allow the compassion that they epitomize to begin to flow from them to you. They are your compassionate being. They're radiating their compassion unconditionally to you. Just seeing if you can allow that, if you can begin to feel that. So this compassionate entity is radiating compassion out to you. This compassion is given to you and for you, irrespective of whether you feel that you deserve it or not. It's there, just for you, unconditionally. So you may wish to experience exactly how the compassion is being radiated to you. Maybe you can feel it on your skin. Maybe you simply feel it straight in your heart. Maybe even initially just in the mind. It's just a question of feeling compassion being freely given and radiated to you. This compassionate being or compassionate entity knows and feels that you are as deserving of compassion as any other human being. So it is freely giving you a sense of compassion, a sense of wanting to relieve you of your suffering. And in a sense, your compassionate entity does not mind whether you wish to accept this compassion at all. It's given to you absolutely freely and unconditionally. And it's up to you whether you're willing to feel it or accept it right now. since this compassionate being is offering you their compassion right now, isn't it so much easier just to accept what is freely given than resist out of some notion of not being worthy? So as best we can, just accepting that this compassionate being or entity knows that you are deserving. And allow yourself to become filled with the compassion that is on offer. And so we're considering ourselves as fully deserving compassion, just as we are, allowing that compassion to be felt on the skin, in the heart, in the mind, in the body. Perhaps feeling a sense becoming filled with compassion, the whole body from top to toe, being filled with that sense of unconditional compassion. this compassion that we are accepting, allowing ourselves to take in, has a softening effect. It softens our resistance. It softens our judgments. It's acknowledging and accepting. In other words, it sees clearly. It sees our suffering. The processes of our mind. It encourages and motivates us to let go of our judgments, particularly our self-criticism. It tells us and it shows us, demonstrates to us, that everything that we need is already within us. The change is simply brought about by releasing, by coming to rest, by letting go of our resistance and our desires for things to be different. By being truly compassionate with ourselves. By resting in that sense of compassion.